And welcome to another episode of Pasty in the Jam.
My goodness, it's good to see you.
It's your boy Paste, and with me as always, the 78th runner-up to 2024's Mr. Health and Fitness, Jammer Bundle!
That's right. It took a lot to get me up there, but I want to thank everybody that helped me prop up all the way to 79th place if I'm the 78th runner-up. Man, once I saw those guys that were winning, I was like, had no chance. Dempsey made sure of that, too. Oh, yeah, Jam, you look like these guys.
I've been waiting months to say that. We could just end now. That's all I really wanted to do. How you doing, man?
We can wrap this. Great, dude. Really good now. Friday. We're drinking. It's the best.
You look like Mr. Health and Fitness to me. What's that tank of the week you got on?
Bro, I'm glad you asked. This tank of the week is my Muhammad Ali tank top because the greatest podcast of all time is back on your airwaves, back between your headphones. We are back. We took a rope-a-dope for a while, but now we come to deliver that knockout punch for the 2024 season.
Well, it's good to be back. I miss doing this. We'll be able to record these every Friday going forward, and we're hoping to do the guest segments probably like Thursday night if we end up continuing to have those. But in the meantime, we got some catching up on fantasy to do, and more importantly, some catching up on life to do. So let's get right into it, Jammer.
Let's do it. All right, we got a draft recap coming later in a new section that we're going to debut for y'all today. So we're going to get right into the matchups. We've got Durekar Thrall, 127, over the Squirrels, who only managed to score 99 points. Looks like there's a new super team on the block, folks. Actually, we were the only super team to lose. So this, I think that they're the Race and Joe are the Oklahoma City Thunder if they would have beaten the Heat in that 2013 series, because they're the Young Bucks. They've got Kevin Durant, Russ, and James, and then we're the Heat, duh. but turns out if you put an actual football player on your roster, That equals wins. It worked for Ty last year. It's already working for Joe. I think they're 2-0. They even got negative points from their fucking tight end because they've got some great-looking hinders out there. Look at those tight ends. Nice. And they still pulled out the victory. Race, though, not one to pull out, as we know, because he welcomed our little Eloise into the world a little while ago.
Just some A-plus transitions for the first segment back. It's very impressive. Yeah, I'm a little off my game. I had to pull up the scoreboard. I forgot that we do this part first. So, yeah, Durekar Thrall 2-0 to start the season. Squirrels dropped to 0-2. And not looking good with some of the karma coming the way after this week. We'll get into that later. The next matchup, though, Butt Cheese Gaggle Squeeze 111 over. It's been a cummy generation? 81?
Generation? It's been a cummy generation for Beans, I guess. It's tough. He moved on from the All Bears team this week. Well, I guess last season. And it sort of helped. Kind of helped. Whatever.
The Bears should try that too.
Yes, that's a phenomenal idea. Instead of just signing all position players, like actually do something on the football move. Taylor's boyfriend only got 1 point. I guess we got to mention her once since it's a football podcast. But Captain James Cook sailed into the end zone like 4 different times for Pat and just absolutely carried that team. I think he had like 30-some points. I didn't write a bunch down. But the Butt Cheese Gaggle Squeeze is rarely in this position to take down a perennial weekly high scorer like one cummy generation, Nick Rubino.
I'm doubling down on my take that Caleb Williams is not going to be good.
Oh, boy.
I've seen enough.
2 weeks. He's good. Well, everybody's saying he's trying to take the NFL like it's the Pac-12 and just sprinting around in the backfield trying to make something happen, but everyone is way faster than they were when he was playing fucking Utah.
Well, he's also they're going to get him killed because his offensive line seems like they are horrible.
Just hot garbage.
He's lucky he's like a big guy because I think he'll be able to take some of the hits, but I don't know. Not looking good. Also, I'm off the Swiftie bandwagon. Like, you know, I was a Swiftie kind of. Yeah. I'm so sick of her. I'm done. So
I'm on it now.
Are you? We flipped.
Yeah. We traded places. Yeah, we traded.
She's so fake and calculated, and everything is just like fabricated. I'm over it. Anyway, that's a different conversation. Next matchup.
We'll get it. Hitchhiking to high score, the Ty Stadpotamus. 137 versus Nick Symes. What will be my rad name? 82. Turns out the team that actually lived up to their rad name is Tyant's dad. 137 points. Good work, boys. Devontae Adams had 21. Nico Collins had 24. Zay Flowers, Brock Bowers, all kinds of different hours just coming in hot for those boys. It didn't even matter, though. Simes only got 82. He had CeeDee Lamb. That's kind of about it, which also, we're going to talk about the Cowboys. Actually, I don't know if we're going to talk about the Cowboys, but is he the only bright spot of the entire team this year?
Jerry's kind of got like a boil on the back of his neck that's been there for a few months now that just keeps getting redder and redder. So maybe that, but otherwise, yeah, it might just be CeeDee Lamb. Is there a story behind that?
It's a really bright spot.
Is there a story behind hitchhiking to High Score? Is that like a, is that an inside joke or something?
Not that I can think of, unless Stad went hitchhiking. Maybe they did it together.
Got it. I don't know. Otherwise, yeah, I'm hoping. I think this is year 5 or 6 for Simes, so maybe we'll get lucky and he'll figure out his team name this year, but to be determined.
Maybe. He was a like weekly guest last year, or whatever we did this most recently.
He'll be back. Mm-hmm. What's next?
No doubt. What's next? Sree's nuts, back to his old form, 115 versus looking to Kirk. Johnny Kirko Chains only scored 70 points. And thank God he has Devon Achane in his lineup who put up 26. Otherwise, he might have gotten the double up douchebag of the week award this week.
It's early.
Yeah. All his other starters scored like less than 10 points. And Johnny, you know, coming from experience, sometimes calling the code red just backfires on you, bro. CMC not quite holding up, and apparently he's going to be out for a while. When Hen and I were in the spa talking about who we were going to draft, like telepathically because we weren't allowed to talk in the spa, we were in on the train on CMC because I figured it was just like a calf thing, but now it's an Achilles deal. Ah, poor guy. But Strees is absolutely all the way the fuck back. Marv coming in big with 27 points this week. He got like 25 in the first quarter. And Strat, you're going to appreciate this one. It must be 10:30 a.m. because you're running back to that Jerome Ford and that hitting, making that brown, baby. Strat poops every day at 10:30 a.m.
A man with a routine. Gotta love that. I'm glad Strat won. I think out of anyone in the league, I like when Strat does well, because I think out of anyone in the league, he would be the one to be most bummed if he was not doing well in fantasy football.
Yeah, I think so.
So it's, I'm always like, you know, good to see him with a smile.
Yeah, all is right in the world.
You can't talk in the spa?
Yeah, in the spa that we went to do our pre-draft, like, draft meetup, you're not allowed to, like, talk at above a reasonable volume. And if you do, you get gonged. Like, if you get a little too rambunctious in there.
What?
Because it's supposed to be, like, this just very relaxing time. We booked it for 3 hours, but we were only there for, like, 1.5. But we went from a hot tub to a cold tub to a steam room to a sauna. And then we did it all, like, back again. It was wonderful. We were relaxed as fuck. Hydrated as hell, but we couldn't talk to each other.
Where was this?
This is downtown Minneapolis. Hennessy found it like in March or something, and was telling Lauren about it. It's like, oh, hey, there's a spa that opened in Minneapolis. And she goes, oh, yeah, that'd be a really fun like date day. And he goes, no, like for me and Jam to do our fantasy football pre-chat.
Was it like a... Well, maybe you're not allowed to say this if you're not even allowed to talk in there, but was it like a happy ending type place?
The only place that we were was like you had to wear a swimsuit. But then there's upstairs areas with actual like massage parlors and that sort of thing. So it seemed like it could go down that road.
Yeah. Don't turn into Deshaun Watson on us, Jim. That's fascinating. I know nothing about spa etiquette, I guess. That sounds like a rabbit hole that would be kind of interesting to go down.
Yeah, oh, it absolutely is.
Anyway, onward. And that's hilarious that Laura thought it was a date for her, and he took Jammer instead.
Okay. We've been planning it for months, too. next round, AG. Woof. Early favorite to repeat this year? Maybe. We'll see. He put up 124 points, and Favreto couldn't score 80, which is crazy because Favreto is leading the Strat League. By just dominating everybody else. AG, Kamara had 43 points that game. Honestly, It's just not fair at this point. How does AG do it every single year? No matter if he goes stars and scrubs or if he just goes out the middle of the pack, his boys just take it to whoever he's playing. It doesn't matter. He's a fantasy pro, fantasy god. He should have his own fantasy podcast.
He really should. Let's see. The most he bid on anyone during the draft was $33. He got Jalen Hurts. I think that was a keeper, though, actually.
It was.
Devonta Smith was probably a keeper. He kept Rashad White, Jalen Warren. Okay, so yeah, $33 and $24. Like, he doesn't spend money. Works every year.
Wow.
Starting off 2-0 again. Shout out AG.
And, yeah, everybody's so excited about those guys up front. Christian McCaffrey, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Sun God. But you know what? None of that matters. Just pick who AG picks. It's like when I used to follow Pat and just outbid him by a dollar every single year.
And congrats, Fabretto, for dominating the Strat League. But everyone knows the Yonk We Drink League is the more competitive league. Strat League is like the relegation league. So.
Right, obviously. Next up on our matchups, we got the Beaming Carpies versus the Lone Badger. Chime. Griff put up 133, almost getting the high score of the week, to Chime's lowly 96. There were a lot of blowouts this week. Like, none of these games were close. I'm just going back. Yeah, none of the closest game was 28 points. Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe we do have relegation.
Bring parity back to fantasy football, right?
Yeah, man. What are we even doing? Griff, just an incredible start. Kyler, looks like he put the controller down and got called to duty. Got 29 points for the Carpies. And Jay Jets scored that 97-yard tutty, the loudest, apparently, the bank has been since the Minnesota Miracle. And DK Metcalf still got those abs, and he rumbled his way to 26 points. Like, Griff, good work on the draft, man. Jime, sorry, it looks like it looks like the scores when you play Dempsey and Mario Party.
Oh, jeez, low blow. I'm excited to watch Kyler for the next, 8 weeks until he gets hurt, but it's always fun when he's on the field.
Always, yeah. You never know what you're going to get with him, and this week was just a great week.
Well, great job, Jammer. You sound like you didn't even miss a beat there with the recap segment. With that, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with a brand new segment. What are we calling it? Just awards? DU awards? Let's come up with a better name.
We'll come up with a better name, yeah.
All right, be right back, and we'll explain that. And we're back. We're going to get into this new awards segment. Jammer, tell the listeners what that is.
Well, remember at DU when we used to have awards after every meeting? This is getting a little bit into that. I don't know if we're going to call it awards. Maybe we call it cheers or something, or a toast. I don't know. We'll figure it out. You guys hit us up at pastyinthejam@gmail.com to write in with your awards segment names. Is that our email address?
No, I think it's actually youhonkwedrinkleague@gmail.com.
Never mind. Use that one. Hit us up with your award segment names. We'll get to it.
Yeah, yhwdleague@gmail.com.
Okay. Yes.
Probably, I think.
And as the awards go, if you have stories to add to the awards, feel free to chime in. So our first award, the Vinny Chase Gets Aquaman Award for the best thing to happen to the crew this week, a.k.a. the Johnny Drama Victory Award. So the best thing that happened to us this week. We got almost everyone to that draft party, and I was, as per usual, about like three quarters of the way through the draft. I don't really remember what was happening, so I'm going to let you take the recap for this one.
Well, I got there late, so I don't know that I have much of a recap either, but a few things stood out to me. Yeah, you were seeing through me when I got there at like 6 p.m., and it looked like Heno had taken control of the draft for the Squirrels, which is probably for the best. Although they're 0-2, and last year they were not 0-2. And
definitely not 0-2.
So who knows? But Tyler did a great job hosting. He was sober, which really threw me off. Really helped everything run smoothly when the host themselves isn't shit-faced. I remember karaoke when we went to the bar later on that night, which
VFW
in Uptown. I remember you getting cut off during karaoke. The bartender came over while you were singing, and he's like, that guy can't have any more drinks.
Oh, no.
But you crushed, I think it was NSYNC or something, or Backstreet Boys, maybe.
That checks out.
Definitely crushed it. And also, yeah, almost everyone was there. The only person that wasn't able to make it to the draft was Favreto. And I found it hilarious as a little bit of an outsider that Favreto asked 15 other guys if they could change their plans to accommodate him because he had to go to the zoo. And even more hilarious was that everyone agreed to do that for him. It's like, let's have 15 guys change their plans for Favreto. But that's the charm of Favreto. Everyone was very that's willing right. to do that. But yeah, it was a great night. Had a good time.
And Bino and Johnny on the drunk couch together, they were just, like, hamming it up the whole time. Jokes were flying back and forth between those two. It was just a really awesome Sunday.
It was nice. Jaime was there. Good to see him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bino and Johnny didn't get in a wrestling match or anything. It was a good time.
Yep. Loved it. Ty, good work. Thanks for hosting. That might be an annual thing now.
For sure. I love Nelly in the background here. It's really adding to it.
Can you hear?
Oh, yeah, but it's fine. Who cares? I think our listeners, all three of them will get over it.
All three of them probably, yeah. All right, the next award, the Dominic Toretto, I don't have friends, I have family quote. Or I don't have family award. For the best thing that happened to the crew and the and family, like in the updates. You have better things here than I do. I just said Fabi and Dino are on a golf course. Jaime lost to Dempsey and Mario Party. All is right in the world in terms of our families, but... You actually put some time into this, so what do we got?
Just a couple shout-outs on some new additions to the You Honk We Drink family. The Stradiotes welcomed their baby daughter into the world.
Yeah!
Vinny's a big brother now. I think these next two have been announced to everyone, so I feel okay sharing it. But Petey and Aaron are getting a baby. They're having their baby. I think the due date is December or something, December or January.
I heard that recently, yeah.
And our boy Eric Elstad and his newly... wedded wife Sam, also pregnant and expecting three new additions to the fam. So congratulations to all of you and exciting stuff.
That's great. Good work, everybody. Congrats on the sex.
Yeah. Any news you want to share on that front? We'll cut that out. All right, next award.
Next award, the Bane. Once Gotham is ashes, you have my permission to die award. This goes out to the most washed performance of the week. We're getting older now. I celebrated a birthday this year on a party bus from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. because that was the time when it worked for everybody. So this is just showing that we're creeping further and further towards death. But getting older is a privilege. We all get to do it. And the fact that we get to do it together is pretty awesome. So the Getting Older Award this week goes to our boys getting those snip, snap, snip, snap. Just the snip this time. Bino Strees. Ain't no more kids in those households.
No, the vasectomies are starting to pour in. It's like, you know, the milestones in life. You do, like, your high school graduations. You go to all those, you know. Then the college graduations. Oh, then weddings. You're going to all your friends' weddings. Oh, then your friends are having babies. Now we're entering the stage where the men are getting vasectomies. And it came on quick.
It did. It really did. Next award. The Paul Allen. This isn't Detroit, man. It's the Super Bowl. Award for the most boneheaded thing to happen this week. This one goes to you for that fucking Philly bet that you made for Philly to, I think it was just the Philly money line, Monday Night Football against Atlanta for all the shares you had left.
Yeah, they just had to win. It was a teaser, but they were teased down to just minus 0.5. So, yeah, whatever. I would argue that the dumbest award should go to Nick Sirianni for not just fucking running the ball on 3rd and 3, where you're going to burn 40 seconds even if you don't get the first down, and then just go for it on 4th down. If you don't get it, the Falcons will just play for a field goal, and what? Who cares? No one cares. But yeah, that was pretty dumb.
Yeah, that was dumb. Sirianni was dumb. We're
Saquon forgetting how to catch a fucking football as an NFL honestly, running back, kind of dumb. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
that entire Philly game, dumb. Tyler's already out of the shares league again. Dumb.
Yep. Jackie's favorite thing when we start the shares league every year is she asks me for updates like every 6 hours on has Tyler busted out yet? And then subsequently, has he bought back in yet? And then has he busted out again?
Yep. We appreciate the donations though, Ty.
All right. Here comes Salami Jam, the jammiest moment.
Talk to us. I added this one.
I see that.
So this one is just the this is me thinking I'm the main character in my own head, obviously. But so this is like the most jam thing that I'm going to do this week. It could be entering a Mr. Health and Fitness contest to get all my friends to vote for me. It could be doing something dumb at work or, you know, fighting a squirrel. This week, it's a literal salami jam thing because last Thursday after lawn bowling, I was going to just get like a sandwich from Cub or something, but I texted Jen and I was like, hey, I'm just going to get a sandwich from Cub for dinner or whatever. And she said, ew, in text. And I was like, you know, that's a really good point. I'm going to do Domino's instead. I ordered a large Supreme pizza thinking I was going to have some of it that night and then, you know, keep it for tomorrow morning.
Right.
Well, dear listener, that did not happen. I ate the entire large Supreme pizza by myself.
In one sitting?
One sitting.
Oh, man. What were those bathroom breaks like the next day?
Not awesome, I tell you what.
I bet not.
But it's just practice because Race Car Dempsey and I are going to take down the Parkway Pizza Carnivore Pizza Challenge, which is you eat 2 pounds of pizza in 30 or 45 minutes, and then you get your face on the wall in like a t-shirt or something.
There you go. Good. Yeah. You're just practicing, taking one just for practicing. The team here.
Yep.
Congratulations. I wonder how many. I don't even want to look how many calories that is, but it's got to be like 2,500.
Oh yeah, it's not a small amount.
Eh, whatever. You work out. You're good.
Yeah. There we go.
All right. Next category.
Next category. Autobots rollout. This goes to the best AI drawing of the week because I think this is a trend that should keep happening and it should keep going week after week because I love them. Strat, Favretto, great work out there so far. Anybody else, feel free to dive in and if you want to add to this. But so we had some great contenders this week. But really the winner absolutely has to be the AI drawing of you juggling oranges in a Tony Romo jersey. With the kingdom of mice surrounding you and Tyler in the background saluting in only wearing that stupid red hoodie and the sombrero from Shore. It's just an incredible, incredible photo. And it looks just like you.
Incredible photo. It would have been perfect if there was a hot dog machine floating in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
The lake,
yeah.
Whatever. What is it, a lake? River?
It was a lake. Anyway. It was Lake Superior.
Because I remember Tyler gave me a hot dog machine and I threw it in the water right away.
Every time
I hear about that weekend, I'm really kind of not proud of myself. I was sort of a big douchebag more than usual that weekend. And to be completely transparent, I don't remember stomping on mice. But that probably explains a lot of my state of being during that trip. So
the anyway. Mice, there was like a mouse on the ship and it ran out from underneath the couch. And then we tried to kill it a bunch of different ways. And then you just stomped on it.
Great. All right. Well, go me.
But it took care of it.
Well, excited to see what next week brings in the AI world. It's lazy. You know, in the olden days, I remember when we'd have a category where it was like best Gretsch drawing of the week. Now we're just using AI.
Now it's just the robots.
Yeah. All right, this next award category is my favorite one. The Walker Told Me I Have AIDS. Most unexpected thing to happen award. I love that clip.
Just because that quote is absolutely incredible.
Jarawaki is how you say it. Or whatever. I don't
know. It's Little Cherokee now.
Yeah.
Well, or no, it's Little Visitor now.
Yeah.
Something. That's something ridiculous.
I'll post the clip here.
Yeah, oh, it's going to be great. To me, the most unexpected thing of the entire season thus far is the Vikings being 2-0 and everyone else in the division being 1-1 and all of our fandom that listens to this podcast, Race, you, Fav, Beans, the Packer fans, everybody else is 1-1. So Skol Vikes.
Yeah.
The award category is way funnier than what the award was for this time.
Yeah, it's been a fun start for them. I mean, you know, curious to see if Darnold can keep it going. He did this, was it for the Panthers? He had like a decent stretch there for a while. I remember he was like,
yeah.
I remember a game against Cowboys. He ran like all over the Cowboys and just like lit them up. We'll see if he can keep it going. But they look pretty good. They have like a pretty well-rounded, complete team. And you know, beating the Niners like no easy feat. So,
right.
They certainly look like they're at least going to contend for like the playoffs, at least the wild card spot. So. That's good. Jackie's been really excited. It's fun.
Happy wife, happy life.
And this last award, you're going to have to explain what this one means.
So the last award is the Tyler Hartson Pookie Award. It's a surprise every week. We're not sure what it's going to be. Oh. It could be about anything. It might be Tyler coming on and giving something. It's, of course, it's named after the infamous Pookies, which were the pickle surprise cookies that he brought to, I think, Jackie's baby shower.
Oh, yeah. The chocolate chip cookies with pickles hidden inside of them.
Some were spicy and some were not spicy.
That's correct.
So that's what this award is named after. It could be anything. It could be a boat. But this week, we're going to talk about the fucking squirrel and the fight that I had with it earlier yesterday. So yesterday, Nelly, as you can hear her right now, she is she's getting smarter, more athletic, and faster. I think she's just getting used to like having free reign of the yard. And what she did yesterday, she grabbed a squirrel in her mouth, and then I picked her up and like Heimlicked her, so she spit it out immediately. And then Jen was like, Jen's already freaking out. She was inside, and so Nelly and I went back in the house, and then I thought that was going to be the end of it. Like squirrels run away, squirrels climb up trees and stuff, whatever. Get out of the yard. About an hour and a half later, me and Nelly go back outside. I'm eating lunch. She's hanging. She starts sniffing around some bushes. The squirrel didn't fucking leave. The squirrel was just hiding under some bushes. So she picks it up again. I sprint over to her. Heimlich it out of her again. Didn't I? And then she spits the squirrel out. And I'm like terrified. Like, did she get bit or something with it? So I carry Nelly, bring her back inside, bring her all the way downstairs, and that's it. And then so later in the day, I'm like, we got to get rid of this squirrel. I don't know if it's in. I don't know where it is. I don't know anything about this. So I start parading around the yard, like looking on. I grab a stick, try to find the squirrel, trying to like lifting up bushes and stuff. I don't find it. I think it's gone. And then I turn back to the back corner of the yard, and it's like, oh, there it fucking is. It hasn't moved. It's just pinned in this back corner by itself. And then so that's when I get the stick, and then I try to usher it out the door. I'll usher it out of both doors. It was one in the back, one in the front. It wasn't having it. It wasn't going in either spot. It couldn't climb anything. I'm realizing now it probably didn't climb because it was scared of me and just wanted to, like, find shelter. So then I get the brilliant idea that I'm going to corral the squirrel into a bucket. So I grab a spade, like a little mini shovel guy, and then the squirrel, which is just shaking, it's like an absolute leaf, terrified of this giant, and from his perspective, coming in and trying to get it into a bucket with a spade. I managed to get it into the bucket one time, and then Nelly's upstairs in the kitchen. She's all shut off, and then I get it in the bucket, and I go, shit, ah, what, ah, and then she's barking up a storm. And then the squirrel, I've got the squirrel like in there, and I'm about to dump it out. And then it jumps out the other way and gets back into the yard. And then I'm like, all right, it's terrifying. I need a bigger bucket. Go downstairs, grab a bigger bucket, grab a Home Depot bucket. Somehow, the squirrel, I can't get it with that bucket. And finally, I did get it in. I got it in the bucket a second fucking time. And the squirrel is the most athletic squirrel. It's a fucking ninja, this guy. So he jumps out of that bucket again, and then he's running around the yard, and then I'm like, all right, I have no idea what to do about this. And then I think it was stunned a little bit because it was under a bush. I went back with the spade again, and I'm like, all right, get out of here, and I think I hit it a little bit too hard because it made this squirrel noise. And then it was just on its back under this bush for a little bit. And that was when I called you because I needed a little pump up. That was when I also grabbed the axe. Because I didn't know if squirrels had rabies or anything, and I just wanted it out of our lives and like to not bother Nelly anymore.
Also, quick time out. You called me on our work teams, our cell phone.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should document that on our work accounts.
That's like, a great point.
Why is Jennifer calling me on Teams right now? I was on PTO yesterday, sorry, but that's why I didn't answer.
Okay. But, yeah, I definitely
continue. Where you were.
I absolutely should have called you on the phone because I needed you to be like, just kill the fucking thing. You got this, you can do it. I've got the axe in my hand, and then I went up to the squirrel a bunch of times. I was like, walk up, walk back. I'm like, come on, you can do this. And then I was pacing around like that dude in that zombie show, The Walking Dead, the one that put barbed wire around the bat. So I was trying in my head to channel that guy, just pacing around, eyeing up the squirrel, eyeing what I'm gonna do. And then I put 50 Cent on. So I put Many Men on my headphones just to pump myself up. I take this big fucking swing at the squirrel. And this is an absolute villain origin story, because this squirrel somehow dodges the axe entirely. I only cut the tail off, and now I have not seen it again. It's gone. It skirted out of the yard. Everything seems to be okay. I have no idea where it went. This is King Squirrel. Forget Derrick Henry. That thing is King Squirrel for us. And I have unleashed the most amount of horrible karma I think anyone ever could on a fantasy football season.
Oh, yeah. It's squirrel on squirrel crime. It's cannibalism, really. Like, purely cannibalism. Yeah. The cannibalistic squirrels, not the blind squirrels. I have a lot of thoughts. So, one, have you ever heard of the food chain? Your dog just would have taken care of the squirrel. You didn't need to, like, go over there and try to save Nelly. One's a dog, one's a squirrel. Dogs kill squirrels. Like, have you ever seen the movie Up?
Yeah, yes.
A core theme or part or plot or storyline of that movie was a dog obsessed with killing and hunting squirrels. Very own David Stradiotti, it sends pictures all the time of his dog bringing, like, dead squirrels and rabbits to his doorstep. I love that you were freaking out about the squirrel's going to harm Nelly. Like, she would have been fine. She would have killed the squirrel and done a better job of it than you did.
Way better. She got it twice.
Speaking of food chain, humans are, you know, technically above apex predators in the food chain. We're supposed to be the top. You not being able to deal with a squirrel dismisses that a little bit. I also wrote down some of my favorite quotes during that story. I grabbed a spade, you know, a mini shovel guy. I was like, I need a bigger bucket. And then it made a... this was my favorite. And then it made a squirrel sound. Incredible. Very dumb. I'm glad.
Super dumb.
Get bit and get rabies. And yeah, I think...
I forgot one thing about it.
The squirrel could get out of your yard. I promise you it knows how to climb over a fence.
It would have been fine eventually if I had just taken
really
the time.
They're really good at climbing.
Like, it's kind of what they're known for. It would have been totally okay.
Yes, it would have just went away.
I forgot another thing. When I was walking around the yard the first time trying to find it, there was another squirrel up in the tree.
Ganging up?
So, well, this is where I got the in my head, don't fuck with the squirrels, Morty. And then also it was like, well, if I was ever trapped somewhere, I would want Hennessy to be in a tree also making squirrel noises with me. And if someone were to chop off my tail, I hope Hennessy would avenge me. But I was yelling at that squirrel, come get your boy. What are you doing?
Coward.
Yeah.
Just incredible. Incredibly dumb. Can we go back? Which one of the awards was the dumbest? This isn't Detroit, and it's squirrel. Yeah. I think it could win that one, too. But
that wins, yes.
I was like, it'll just leave. You're like, no, we have chicken wire under the doors, so it can't get out. I'm pretty sure it could climb the fence, but it could climb your house if it wanted to.
Yep.
Incredible. Well, thank you for recapping that. I think most people are listening to today's episode just to hear about what the hell that was about. I don't know if it was covered. Maybe I missed it. Did you have the axe or did you go buy the axe?
I had already had the axe, but that's the same axe I used to kill a baby bunny earlier this year that Nelly also grabbed.
What is wrong with you? Just let your dog kill them, or like quit murdering little innocent furry critters like a bunny. What is the bunny going to do to Nelly?
I don't know.
I can cuddle her to death? Should I cuddle her to death?
Yeah, she hates that.
Incredible. Wow. You're kind of like, you have like just a hint of psycho in you.
Well, yeah, I guess so, when it comes down to it, because it takes a lot for me to get there. I have to psych myself up to be the psycho. Like, killing the bunny was really hard. Oh, yeah, that was a tough one. And then at that same day, I had to go over to Griff's house because I was watching Lottie that week, and then I didn't bring the axe. But there was a dead squirrel already at their house that I had to get rid of.
Oh, man. I'm just dying at the thought of your neighbors. Like, you know, I'll be in the kitchen doing dishes or something, and you see out your windows, you see stuff your neighbors are doing all the time, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just dying at the thought of one of your neighbors, like, standing there doing dishes, looking out the window, and they just see you swinging an axe at a squirrel. And they're like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Do I call him in now? Like,
right.
He's going to be on the news in the next 6 months. Do I get ahead of this? Anyway. Thanks for the recap, Jammer. I hope everyone enjoyed the awards segment. We'll be doing that on a weekly basis. And, you know, feel free to use this as encouragement to do dumber things or eat entire pizzas by yourself or have more kids or whatever so you can get featured on the show. We'll be right back with Shit Happens.
We Drink.
And we're back with Shit Happens, We Drink. I'll kick us off here. Have a kind of a funny nephew corner story.
Yes.
From over the summer. So I was down at the lake with my mom's side of the family, and my nephew, he just started ninth grade this year, Ashton, who's, you know, been featured on the pod before. There's Ashton and there's Bentley. I have a couple others too, but they're the ones that I've really been talking about. Ashton, you know, he's in the stage where girls are starting to become a thing, or boys. I don't know. I've never actually asked him, but I think girls. I was asking him, like, hey, you got a girlfriend yet, you know? And he kind of just got flushed up about it and stuff. And I was like, all right, well, I get it. It's a weird thing to talk about to your uncle. So I'll just give you some advice. I was like, you know, girls mature a lot faster than guys do at that age. And, you know, guys are really immature in ninth grade and whatnot. And so I was like, just telling him, you know, like, just try to act mature around them. They don't want to hear, like, fart and wiener jokes, you know? And I was like, just talk to them, listen to what they're saying, like, actually listen. And act interested, even if it's not interesting, which it's probably not, but just act interested. And, like, I was like, you know, that'll go, ask follow-up questions. Like, that's going to go a long way for you.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, okay. Anyway, like, a week later passes, and my sister Nikki, his mom, calls me just dying laughing. And she's like, so I was picking Ashton up from some football camp or something. Mm-hmm. And on the way home, he was asking me, like, how was your day of work, Mom? And, you know, she was pretty vague, and he's asking, like, follow-up questions and really diving into it. And then she's like, well, you know, we had, like, this first thing come in, or blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, so how did that, like, make you feel? And then finally she's like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, well, Uncle Andy told me to act interested and ask questions.
No way.
And she's like, Ashton, he didn't mean to practice on your mom. So I thought that was just really adorable.
Like, that's so great.
And, you know, like, it was, like, the most intimidating, terrifying thing in the world back at that age, mm-hmm. to, like, talk to your crush or something. But
yeah,
practicing on your mom is just hilarious.
So funny. Yeah. And you gave him, like, really sound advice, too.
Anyway, that was my nephew corner recap. Bentley's been a... I don't know if he's done anything stupid lately. I'm sure he has, but... He was in a mud drag racing competition like a week ago.
Whatever word followed mud was going to be hilarious. Drag racing competition, I did not expect.
You know, like, drag racing?
Yeah.
It's like that, but it's like a channel of, like, muddy water, and then you just, like, race another guy and who can get their four-wheeler through it the fastest. And it's as redneck as it sounds. So... He was in that last week or 2 weeks ago, but he broke down on the third race. So,
oh, yeah. Shoot.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so stupid.
That's incredible. That is, oh my God. I love it.
Anyway, some of these, since we haven't done this in a while, are just catching up on kind of lost time over the summer here. You kicked off Muscles and Mimosas at Park Tab, which was like a fitness class that you offered to people where they can come and get a workout in. And afterwards, you partnered with Park Tab where they can kind of get a discount or a free drink or whatever on food and mimosas. One of the funniest things I heard this year was the origin story for how Muscles and Mimosas came about.
Oh, yeah.
So I was hoping if you're not too embarrassed by that, because it's a really good idea and it's really cool. You've been, like, proud about it. You got, like, a poster made. You know, you've done, like, 3-4 classes there, and it's really, like, entrepreneurial. I can't say that word, but you know the word I'm aiming for.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get IT on it.
But you telling me one day when we were going through a walk, during work on how that came about was one of the funnier things I've heard. So I was just hoping you'd share that with the listeners.
Oh, yeah. Right. So I don't remember what I was doing or like when it happened. I know I was drinking by myself in the basement. And then I was just on ParkTab's website. And then from to my recollection, nothing else happened, and I went to bed. And they're just like passed out watching TV. That was either Thursday or Friday. And then on Monday the following week, I got an email from ParkTav, from like the head of events at ParkTav, and she goes, "Hey, we'd love to host your event here. Can we talk more about it?" And I was like, "What are you talking about? What kind of event? What am I gonna host at ParkTav?" And so I let that email sit for like 3 days. I was just racking my brain of what I could possibly have meant, or what is it the draft? What are we gonna do there? and then finally, like 3 days later, I was like, "Oh shit, workout class! Yeah, all right, that was it."
I just love that. We're so drunk that you don't even remember this great business like idea that you kicked off. And then like you're sending out the email to your friends, you're so proud to promote it. And it kind of was an accident how it came about. And you're just like, "Hey, Christina, thanks for getting back to me. Love that you're on board. Just so we're on the same page, what event are you talking about?
Are you talking about the work? Are we talking about the same thing?"
So I love that. The best ideas come when you're, you know, half unconscious.
I guess so.
Well, thanks for sharing that. That made me laugh so hard when you first told me that. What else I got here? So Jackie had a mowing accident, which was...
Oh, boy.
So she was mowing like 2 weeks ago. When we first got our house, I was like, "Can we get a riding lawnmower?" Because I hate mowing the lawn. And our lot's big enough where it takes kind of a decent amount of time, and there's like some slopes and shit. And she's like, "No, I love mowing the lawn. Like, I'll do it all the time, blah, blah, blah." We've been here since 2021. This year, she completed her fifth mow. And, you know, I've had, whatever, dozens. So, suffice to say, you know, she's not chipping in as much as I was promised. But a couple weeks ago, it was her turn to mow because I had done, like, four in a row before that or something. And I was like, you know, she's going to mow. So she's out there mowing. And our push mower has, like, a rubber flap on the back that, like... I don't know what its purpose is. I think it's so when you connect the bag, it like helps with that or something, but we never bag the grass. But it's like, anyway, it's the very back of the mower, but on the ground part or whatever. And it's just like this rubber flap. And sometimes when you're mowing, if you're like turning or going up and down a hill or something, that rubber flap gets caught underneath the mower. And the blade doesn't hit it or anything, but it just kind of like slows down your pushing ability. Mm-hmm. And so that happened to Jackie, and she wasn't thinking, and she stuck her foot underneath the mower to get it out with her foot, because it's right at the back. So she reached her foot in there, which immediately the blade hit her foot.
Yeah.
And she pulled her foot out, realized how dumb what she just did was.
Yeah.
It hit her foot like so hard that she was like, okay, a little bit in shock. She's like, "Okay, I'm going to go to the garage and we're going to look. It's probably bleeding and blah, blah, blah." And so she like finished the path back up to the garage, went in the garage, took her shoe off, which I have right here for you. I know this isn't very helpful unless you're a jammer right now, unless you're on the YouTube
podcast. What?
You can see her shoe and how like destroyed it is.
She turned it into a sandal.
Yeah, exactly. Luckily, the blade only hit like the very tip of her second toe, like the long one.
Yeah.
And it caused like a huge blood blister. But it must have just barely nicked her actual foot because she still has her feet. So... yeah, could have been a lot worse. Dude. She told me about it, and I'm like, "You stuck your foot under the mower willingly?" You know, like, this isn't like Pat slipping on sawdust and, you know. She's Jesus like, "I wasn't thinking," Christ. And I get it, because I've actually almost done that too, because it always gets caught under there.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, I'm taping this on top of our mower now, so it's like a constant reminder of don't stick your foot under there.
That's so smart.
And also, though, I'm a pretty cynical person. And, you know, I always assume the worst intentions in people. So there is a part of me that thinks she may have kind of done it on purpose.
To get
out of mowing the lawn from now on. Because now she has, like, you know, PTSD about mowing. And so a tiny part of me wonders
a little bit,
what the intentions were there.
We're not ruling it out.
I'm glad she didn't lose the... Nah, that would have fucking sucked.
That would have been fucking awful. Oh, my God.
Yeah, close call. two other things I had. College Football 25, the college football video game. Do you want to guess what my record... Well, what year do you think I'm in Dynasty mode? It starts in 2024.
Starts in 2024? This didn't come out that long ago, right? It came out
July, I think. July? But I didn't get it right away. I got it in August, I believe.
Okay. There's no way you're in a new century yet. I would say you're in 2035.
That's 11. Almost exactly it. 2034.
Just finished. No way.
Yep, just won my 10th championship last night. Haven't lost a game yet.
You are 130-0 in college 2025.
We go 16-0 every year. Oklahoma State Cowboys, go Pokes.
Go Pokes. Yeah. Is that for Shim?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice.
Or the Dallas Cowboys. Oklahoma, I don't know. They're also Cowboys. I guess I'm just a cowboy at heart. I think that's a Tim McGraw song.
But I've often thought that about you.
Anyways, and have you ever watched Breaking Bad? I just started a Breaking Bad rewatch. I've only seen it once. And I think I finished it like 4 or 5 years ago originally, so I was doing a rewatch. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
So this is one of those shows similar to Game of Thrones where I jumped in the middle and then just like watched seasons 4 through the end.
Got it. You should do a rewatch too. It's really good.
Yeah, all right.
I forgot how good it is. And the beginning's kind of the best part because by like 4 on, he's already... Broken Bad, if you will. So
I started watching the Los Pollos Hermanos when those guys came a part of it, the chicken people.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. I'm not even there on the rewatch yet, so I'm only in season 2 right now. But Jesse is such a good character. I love when Jesse Pinkman. He's like the Aaron other Ball. Main guy. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And he's like, I just love when he's like, yeah, bitch.
Isn't that where science bitch is from?
Science bitch.
Yeah, okay.
So the last thing I had here was, what was your best summer moment? Summer's almost done, I think, officially, like tomorrow or Sunday, I think it's
over. Oh, yeah, I suppose. I don't want to pick this one because you weren't there, but for good reason, but... My birthday party bus was really fucking awesome, like that whole day. There was a Muscles and Mimosas in the morning, taught that class. That was super fun. Rolled into the birthday party bus from 3 to 7 p.m., which is ideal time for a party bus, I found out. We're just going to keep that tradition going every year. We'll see if it's the Prince party bus all the time. But next year, we'll coordinate so it's not Jude's birthday on the same day. And then we can all go together.
It's worth mentioning that it was so funny that You were thinking you would bring the party bus to Woodbury to swing by our place during the middle of Jude's first birthday party. Mm-hmm. And when you first said it, I was like, ha, good one. And then you kind of kept going with it, and I was like, oh, fuck, he's actually serious.
There was like a 90% chance I was going
to
do it.
I'm actually going to have to send a message here. This is awkward. I'm like, hey, man, love you. Wish I could go on the party bus too, but... just so you know, you can't actually bring a party bus full of drunk people to my daughter's first birthday party when, like, family and stuff is here. Like, please, please don't do that. And I hate to say it, bud, but I'm going to need you to confirm that you're not going to do it. I'm going to need to hear it.
Yeah, that was the best part. I need you to really understand this.
Will the party bus be able to turn around in your cul-de-sac? Like, ah. Oh, shit. He's serious, isn't he?
Oh, he means it.
All right. Anything else?
What was your best summer moment?
Oh, right. Shit. I put the question down. I don't know that I thought of one. Not the first birthday party. I hate throwing shit like that. That sucked.
But your fireplace looked fantastic, though, with all the
confetti. That was fun. Jackie and I went to the state fair on the very last day, and on the very last day, it's not as busy. We brought Jude the day before, but on the last day, Jude stayed at her grandma's, and we had like a day to ourselves, which harder to come by, and that was actually a lot of fun to just be able to let loose a little bit. Otherwise, shit, I don't know. I don't think I have anything as good as going on a party bus. Oh, I know what it was. It was fucking Stad's wedding. That was a blast.
Oh,
I was
like, hell yeah, Stad's wedding.
I think that was like our second night ever away from Jude, like where she spent the night somewhere else, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stad's wedding. That was a blast.
Dude, great wedding, Stad's wedding. Stad, if you're listening, and Sam, if you guys are listening, you guys threw a hell of a party. That was so much fun. I'm so glad everybody was there. God, it was the best.
That was best summer moment. Shout out to, I had never been to a wedding where they just fill up pitchers of beer and leave them on the thing.
I hoped you were like going to say that.
The
yes.
bar or whatever.
Oh, God, yeah.
And as just a pure beer drinker, I was like, oh, this is great. I had the worst keg beer hangover the next day, though. Yeah, great wedding. All right, that's it for Shit Happens We Drink. We'll be right back with P's and V's. We're back, Peaks and Valleys. Jammer, go ahead.
My peak of the week is this moment right now. This podcast, we are so back. I told you I'm wearing the Muhammad Ali tank because it's the greatest podcast in the history of all podcasts. I believe that with all of my heart. Thank you for coming back with me, Pasters. This is just the absolute highlight of my week, of my month. This is great.
Yeah, it ties into my high, which is I'm free on Fridays now. Jude is fully at the daycare center 5 days a week, so I'm no longer watching her on Fridays. Maybe that makes me a bad dad to say that, but I got to be honest. It's kind of nice having some me time and being able to do the pod again. So much so that, like, I don't want to... Let's not go overboard. That's what's the Pulp Fiction quote? Let's not start sucking each other's dicks quite yet.
Yeah.
I can't commit that it's going to happen every Friday, but there's a very good chance, I will say, that we should be able to do this on a weekly basis and give the people what they want.
There we go. Oh, man, we love to hear it.
I think we all know what your low of the week is, but why don't you just go ahead and say it?
It's the squirrel on squirrel crime, the cannibalism that happened earlier this week. I can't believe I just got the tail. Like, should I have just saved that? Would that have helped the karma? I don't think so.
No, you're just a lunatic. There's no coming back from the dark road you've gone down. This is like, I think this is how like Freddy Krueger or Jason started, you know? It just started with torturing animals and then it escalates, but...
It escalates super hard. And then, so you guys were putting that out in the universe yesterday, like this bad karma. And then whoever we're playing, we're playing Pat this week. Fucking Alan Lazard scores like 14 points yesterday. So and I'm sorry, man, we're going 0-17.
Yeah, you deserve it. I'm off the squirrels this year. I'm not touching you guys. Anyone listening out there, do a welfare check on Jen, too, while we're at it. Axe murderer in the house. Milo also has to deal with Jammer. 2 weeks ago, I was getting in the elevator at work. So let me back up and preface this. With Jammer and I always go on walks together when we're at work the same day, which isn't always because sometimes one of us is working from home or something. But when we're both downtown... During the lunch hour, we like to go on walks in the skyways together, and you know they take like 30 to 60 minutes, and it's just really nice. It's kind of our thing. So yeah, 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday, I'm getting in the elevator. Jammer's on the 7th floor, I'm on the 6th floor, so I hit the down button, and the elevator comes down, and lo and behold, the elevator door opens up, and standing in the elevator is Jammer Bundle, who didn't mention anything about a walk to me, and he certainly didn't look like he was getting off on the 6th floor to come and get me. So I had to confront him and ask what the hell he was doing. And he's like, oh, sorry, man. I'm going on a walk to Chipotle to get some lunch without me. So you going on a walk without me kind of broke my heart. I felt very betrayed. Whatever, man. You got some patching up on our relationship to do. But now that we're back, I think you'll get there.
I hope so. I'm surprised we're even on this podcast right now. And we've lasted as long as we have because I'm just trying to crawl my way back up.
I couldn't pass up the opportunity to shame you for killing little animals. So, yeah, that was most of it. But
just breaking hearts this week.
That's it for P's and V's. I think the last thing we're going to do is, did you have a chance to see this last part I added?
No. Awesome. Love it, though.
Okay, so we mentioned this at the end of whenever we did the last podcast, but... Instead of the fastest 3 minutes and whatever the hell that segment was, we're just going to do a Paced Reviews segment, which is Jammer gives me a place on Google Maps to review, and then I'll share my review the following week, and we'll just kind of keep it going every week.
Yeah.
So this week, your task is to just give me any location on Google Maps to review so I can come up with a review to share next week.
Okay. I'm gonna start. I was going to say XL Energy Headquarters. I don't want you to put that out there, no. Like into the world, because you're actually putting it out on Google Maps reviews, right?
Yes, and so they are linked to my real my actual... The only thing I regret about my huge collection of Google reviews is they're tied to my real username, because there's some pretty disturbing ones out there. And there are some where I'd like to go further, but I'm like, I can't have that tied to my name. So yeah, I'm not going to review our place of work.
No, that's good. U.S. Bank Stadium. Because it's got to be a place you haven't reviewed yet. My first option was Burrito Loco, but I feel like you've reviewed that at least once. Or no, what was the place where you said, please stop slowly killing my friend?
Well, that was China Moon.
Oh, yeah.
I think Burrito Loco is probably in there somewhere, too. I'd have to look. I think I have like 400 or something. But all right.
Incredible. U.S. Bank Stadium.
Next week with U.S. Bank Stadium. I'll try my best, but that place, you know, it's just bound to let you down. So.
We're off to a good start.
All right. Anything else, Jammer Bundle?
I love you, man. This is so great. Thank you for making it happen.
What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Good point. Tonight, Brian Kane's birthday party at Fulton. Not Fulton Brewery. Fulton Bottling Place. I don't know. So, yeah. We figured that out last night at Lawn Bowling, or else all of us would have been but we would have been at Fulton Brewery, and BK wouldn't have been there for hours. And then tomorrow, going to Barry's in the morning, playing in an adult kickball game for my friend's birthday, and then go for Iowa tailgate.
Nice. By yourself?
How about you? Yeah, well, hopefully I'll run into Symes at Stub and Herbs and then not buy a ticket and run up into the game.
I love it. Just keeping the Saturday tradition alive. I love that. Yep. Tailgate solo and then just run into the games at 36-37 years old, whatever you are. Never age, Jammer Bundle. Never age.
That's the goal.
I will probably spend tonight editing this podcast. Tomorrow, I feel like we have something, but I'd have to ask Jackie. Sunday, she is hosting a baby shower here for her friend Malia. Shout out baby Fritz.
Right.
And also, any listeners out there, someone please save me on Sunday and invite me over to your home so I don't have to be here with 35 women at a baby shower. That would be great. All right. That's it. Signing off. Fuck, we always forget to write this down. How do we end it? You know what happens. We honk.
Do we say, you honk, we drink, can't lose?
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. Until next time, you honk.
We drink.
Can't lose. Nailed it like usual.
Every time. Perfect podcast.